Thank you for tuning in to the 9th episode of my podcast, What They Don't Teach in School. My name is Jessica, and today's subject is going to be being your own boss and why you shouldn't work for someone else if you can help it. So, there's nothing wrong with working for anybody, for someone else. Alright, the American worker is the backbone of this country. Not the billionaires or the trillionaires, but politicians. It's the American worker, and I respect the American worker. But it can be a problem if your boss micromanages the fuck out of your life, or if they try to control your life outside of work, or they send the work snitch in there to try to friend you on social media and act as a spy. These corporations, these large companies, and even the smaller ones, keep becoming more and more controlling. It was revealed that McDonald's spied on the employees who organized the Fight for 15 movement. When McDonald's found out certain workers were involved in that movement, they spied on them and as much as they possibly could. So don't think your employer isn't spying on you. It's not. Our government is oppressive, but some of the most oppressive entities in this country are the workplace. Now, the American worker has to realize that working in a fast food restaurant or working as a cashier, they are as equal as you office workers. Alright? We are all working class. We are not billionaires or trillionaires, and we're not politicians. We are working class, and we can't be divided. They will try to divide you by telling people that retail, hospitality, service workers are low skilled and therefore deserve low pay. But then you office workers, or any other type of work, doesn't matter, there's different types. Go and get a bachelor's degree. Get 50 grand in student loan debt, if you're lucky. And it's worse, 100 grand debt. And it keeps going on. And then you find yourself maybe working, you're working maybe 30 hours a week if you're lucky. You're 40, but you're barely making $9 to $10 an hour. Look, y'all are no better than the people that are making $7.25 an hour. Ooh, you're making a few. Look, I respect your work, but workers, you've got to unite and realize that we have more in common with each other than with the assholes that own this country. So you've got to realize that blue collar, pink collar, white collar, no collar, y'all aren't better than each other. Alright? So, we've got to realize that. They try to tell you that you're not essential. Well, they started saying you were essential in the pandemic, and then later, oh, it's time to raise the minimum wage. No, sorry, you're not essential anymore, you're low skill. You see how the wording changes, the propaganda? See how the propaganda machine works? You were essential and now you're low skilled. Oh, and then those of you that are collecting unemployment, you're considered a burden on the economy, even though without that money you were getting, you wouldn't be spending money to consume to keep the economy growing. With this pandemic, we found out that a consumer-based economy, not a good idea. When the consumers don't have money, they can't consume. So frankly, the unemployment, at least you're spending money. At least you're consuming things. How else are you going to get by? They give you. And then you got all these loan companies that popped up. It's harder and harder to keep a good credit score. The banks restrict where you can get a loan from. The banks overdraw. And if you overdraw because you're broke, then they tack on another $40. Fuck these banks. These banks give you enough leeway to get a shitty loan, but they don't give you enough that you don't even qualify to get a house. Oh yeah, you can pay rent, but they're just going to keep making it harder and harder for y'all to get houses because they want y'all broke. They want y'all paying rent instead of owning your own home. They want y'all in these shitty low wage jobs so that you can't band together and sit around and talk about how you're getting fucked over by this country. This country doesn't want an enlightened populace that knows what the fuck's going on. They don't want people that are awake. They want the American people to be asleep. It's called the American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. I'm stealing that somewhere. I think it's George Carlin or some shit. It's not an original thought. For any of you copyright or fucks out there, George Carlin or one of them said that shit. It wasn't me. But they have a point. They tell you, oh yeah, take out your student loans, get that 4-year degree, work for any employer that requires a 4-year degree, and you'll make 6 figures, is what they told us. You're barely making $10 an hour. So, if you can, fuck the student. Don't go for the student loans, American workers. There's plenty of free knowledge out there. I mean, it's not free. The cost of an internet bill. Or just go to McDonald's and mooch off their Wi-Fi. Fuck them. Spying on their workers trying to make decent money at organizing together. And then Amazon came up with this little Zen shack or... No, it was some kind of closet, some kind of little rectangular cramped space that workers went in to shut the door, and they're supposed to calm down. It's like a Zen shack or something. They can get on the computer and look at yoga or relaxing meditation music. I mean, they're just sticking their workers in a little box and expecting them to relax. And they had them, they were pissing in bottles for fuck's sake. They were pissing in bottles. They may act like we're disposable, but they are just as replaceable as we are. That's what they're just now realizing. And they're trying now. Now Burger King has a 14. Now they're getting 14-year-olds to work for them. Now kids should. I'm not discouraging kids from work in the slightest. I think it's great when they show an entrepreneurial spirit, or they want to get into business, or they're trying to earn their own keep, or they're trying to do something for themselves. Like, I respect that. I respect action and taking risks and all that good stuff. But they're indoctrinating them into this corporate culture early on. They're telling them, oh, come work at Burger King. And we'll pay you these wages, but then we'll stop paying you these wages and they'll go lower. Not necessarily Burger King, but other restaurants. Fast food restaurants have been caught trying to offer $13 an hour and then lowering it after a few months. You gotta watch them. These motherfuckers lie. They lie countless times. They lie when during the interview. They say, oh, no, you're not gonna have... This is what your job's gonna be. We're not gonna ask you to do another job. We're not gonna cut your hours. We're not gonna... You can trust us. We're a family. No, the fuck you're not. You're not a family. You're a wage slave. And they're your boss. They control every aspect of your life at work, and then they try to control it at home. So at work, yeah, you're doing your job. And then when there's nothing else to do, you get on your phone briefly. You're not ignoring customers, but then that jackass at the grocery store or the hotel... Or the restaurant you work in says, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. Well, what the fuck are we supposed to do? There's nothing else to do. There's no customers. Everything's clean. We've done all of our tasks. They just want to keep you busy. A lot of this is busy work. That's what school prepared you for, is obedience, busy work. Just take tests. Don't think for yourself. Don't start your own company. Don't start your own app or service. Don't be a threat to us. keep working for us, keep consuming for us. No. They don't want you to be a threat to them. But right now, you're a threat. Because you're... y'all, some of y'all are striking, unionizing, demanding better benefits, or as simply as saying, fuck this place, I'll go to this other place and work better. Do a better job. Happens all the time. It happens all the fucking time. And that supposedly better job, they, yeah, they say they're a family and they start spying on you. They try to control, they try to following you on social media, you know, when they find your resume, they're trying to spy on you, do a little digging. Oh, you're pro-marijuana, nope. Oh, you're gay, nope. And the list goes on and on. Oh, we don't like how your name sounds. Oh, your name sounds too quote-unquote ghetto. We're not hiring you. It's been proven. Look that up. That shit up. It's been proven. There was a study done that African American folks changed their names to something that was quote unquote more white, and they were called back more often. So it's bullshit like that. You can look it up. It's bullshit. It's the worst kind of gatekeeping. It's fucking evil, man. It's fucking evil. And some industries pay, don't even pay anything. It's like $7.25 an hour. Or you're in a restaurant and you're not even making minimum wage. You're getting your tips and they're what, $2.15 an hour? It's $2.15 an hour. Plus tips if you're lucky. But you've got a lot of entitled assholes out there that think, oh, I can just go out to eat without tipping. No, you can't. If you can afford to go out to eat, you can afford to tip. Alright, I make sure that I have cash so I can go tip people. Even if I have a guy give them some quarters and dimes and stuff, money I'll spend the same. I try to keep cash on me. The point is, these restaurants need to quit telling the cut. They need to pay their employees. And not have their employees relying on entitled people that don't necessarily are more interested in gulping down their fast food than actually helping another person. So, the system is doing exactly as it's what it's meant to be. And they don't want you to be independent thinkers who can change society for the better. They don't want that. I mean, why do you think you had to regurgitate information at school? Why do you think you were told to sit down and shut up all your life? Why do you think there's propaganda going on constantly? Why do we have a 24 news cycle? Why do we need that? So they can keep pounding the propaganda in our heads day in and day out? I don't care if it's left wing or right wing or center, the centrist. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, they're all the fucking same. They're all the same. It's propaganda, and it's hard to sift through the propaganda, especially when you're overworked and underpaid. And they don't want that. I mean, why do you think, like I said, why do you think there's 24 news hour cycles? But my point is, American workers, you gotta realize your boss isn't your friend. And more often than not, that work family is not actually work family. Look. That's not to say that there aren't coworkers that are cool with each other. That maybe hang out together after work. Maybe they were friends before. Alright, there are coworkers that can trust each other. And I want people to trust each other. But office snitches, you need to chill the fuck out. You're not going to be promoted manager, alright? Let's cash that reality check, first of all. You are not going to be promoted. those managers are barely hanging on to their own jobs. In this economy, act your fucking wage. Have some fucking self-respect. You're part of the working class. Don't go snitching. Because people were on their phones for a few minutes out of a day. Or, ooh, some of them posted about marijuana. I've got to go tell the office. No, you don't, Karen. You don't have to tell the manager about pot. Or the fact that they have tattoos. Things like that. How they dress. Obviously, if someone just murdered somebody, well then yeah, you gotta say something. Or if the building, or if the building's on fire. But don't go fucking snitching on people. Especially for small bullshit like that. Alright? We are all working class. Alright? We are in the same ship, people. We're not up there with the millionaires and their fucking yachts and stuff. Alright, we're in fucking P-Rows. And we're in canoes if we're lucky. Fucking Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn style, rafts, all that other shit. Look, we are working class. You're not a cat. You're not the owner of the company, alright? Yeah, if you own a company, you are not the boss. So stop acting like the boss. Act your wage. Thank you very much. So, you've got to be careful. You can't just add people, add co-workers on social media. Unless you know for a fact that you can trust them. Alright, look, if it's your best friend or your family member that you know really, that you trust, that has your back, well then yeah, that's different. But if you didn't know them before, or if y'all weren't cool before, you have your doubts, don't add them on social media. And be careful what you do on the job. Don't go using your work computers to look up politics or other companies that you may apply for. Don't tell your boss that you're looking for another job. And if you're trying to unionize, don't definitely tell them. Definitely be careful about where you post that shit. Cover your trail. Don't get caught until you have every legal, have everything together and you can unionize and beat them. And get, and successfully negotiate and get proper pay. Alright, you gotta be smart about this. Do your research. Be careful. Cover your tracks. And don't snitch on each other. Now, I was going to address being your own boss. So, again, that's not the option for everybody. That's why workers need to unionize. That's why we got to support workers unionizing. Unions got you the 8-hour workday. And as bad as that seems, I mean, at one point they were working like more than 12 hours a day. And then safety. Now, not everyone is safe. I get that. But there were some meatpacking plants where motherfuckers' fingers were getting cut off. Back before the 8-hour workday. Back when the labor movement was still getting killed by the cops and beaten. When those companies would try to get you arrested because you were fighting for your labor rights. Tough times. You gotta remember that it is possible to change the system. The labor movement gave the 8-hour workday and the breaks and the safety. Now, not everybody abides by those because we have a corrupt government, but more often than not, OSHA regulations and labor laws still have the 8-hour workday. And there are people that work more than that, that work less than that. So there are exceptions to the rule, but my point is, people fought for it successfully. I mean, how do you think women didn't even have the right to work in certain industries. You know how hard they had to fight to get into certain industries? Or in all industries? Oh God, and then there were places that would, that still aren't hiring people because they're gay or they're a different religion or race, ethnicity, gender identity. It goes on, it's ridiculous. They boo-hoo about a label shortage, and then they're picky about who they hire. Well, and then, of course, they won't hire felons. If you have any kind of marijuana distribution, possession charges, any kind of weed charges or drug charges. But they... Oh, my God. The countless lives have been ruined by the war on drugs. People that can't get jobs, that can't even do basic things, vote, have a gun, a legal gun, work. I mean, there's these places boohoo about a labor shortage, and they don't want to hire somebody that got arrested for smoking a joint or selling their cousin a little bit of weed for a birthday party or some shit. And it goes on. I mean, come on. Boohoo. Oh, you're gonna sit there and cry and whine and boohoo to the governor who has stocks in your company to shut down unemployment, to refuse unemployment because people are actually getting by without you. They don't want to work for you because you pay shit wages, don't give them safe working conditions, you don't respect them, they're not appreciated, they're overworked, or maybe they're underworked. Or you are trying to micromanage them and control every aspect of their lives, and then boo-hoo, because then you wonder why, oh, maybe I should change now, or you're just fucking greedy and you don't care. Fuck y'all, seriously. Trying to end unemployment when you won't even treat people like people. I don't feel sorry for y'all. All those times you called us expendable and low-skilled. Oh, look at you. You're just as expendable and low-skilled. Why don't you try frying burgers for 12 hours a day in the heat, dealing with entitled customers, cleaning 50 hotel rooms a day, if not more, changing bedpans, working in the heat, construction, all of that, retail. Try doing that shit. Those are all skills. And there's more, of course, sanitation workers. And everybody, man, there's all kinds of people. Truck drivers, I mean, they're making decent money, but I'm sure I respect truck drivers. And, like I said, I respect all workers. I know the truck drivers, they're coming up with those automated trucks and taking y'all's jobs. They're using automation to steal it, take everybody's jobs, and they're not even giving us a source of income. What are we supposed to do if there's no jobs? Alright? Now, I would love to have a robot take my job so I could actually go and do something that isn't menial labor and have an income that isn't dependent on employment, which isn't very dependable at all. Your company has the right to fire you without any reason. They have the right to discriminate against people who are looking for hardworking folks looking for a job. They expect too much of people. They want 20-year-olds to have 10 years worth of experience. They want people to have master's degrees and PhDs and bachelor's and all sorts of shit. So, look. We've got to find our own way. They're not going to do it for us. If you can, get licensed in something, certified. You know, work for yourself. Or go to technical school or some kind of... or get some kind of blue-collar license. There's nothing wrong with that. We need plumbers and people to work on the power lines, and we need construction, and we need people to work with their hands, cabinet makers and bricklayers, and all of y'all. Right, y'all are essential workers too. I respect y'all. I appreciate y'all, because I can't do that stuff. But I appreciate y'all, and I think y'all are highly skilled, and y'all deserve to be paid more, treated better. Everybody does, teachers too. Being told those who can, who do, cannot, those who teach. Because some people that can't do shit become teachers, even though teachers are some of the most skilled people out there. I mean, having to deal with a high school class full of lots of kids. I mean, the class sizes are getting bigger these days. I mean, and having to deal with parents, and well, not to mention the principal and the administration. It's not easy being a teacher. So, we've got to unionize and work for ourselves. We've got to teach ourselves things. We've got to think for ourselves. We've got to question everything they tell us. We've even got to question ourselves at times in our lives. Check in with ourselves. Sit down in a quiet space and breathe and just say, what do I want? Who am I? Am I fulfilled? How can I want to help others. How can I help others? How can I help myself? It's best for my family. We've got to think for ourselves. We've got to do for ourselves. Communities, y'all have got to get together. We got to quit all this dividedness, divisiveness. We cannot be divided. We got to be united. So, it's not worker versus worker. It's us versus the 1%, the wealthy, the politicians, or the elites, as you want to call them, the owners of this country. It's us versus them. They need us more than we need them. You gotta remember that. Why do you think they're making such a big deal about ending unemployment? Because they need us more than we need them. Thank you for tuning in to part 2 of my segment called The Plight of the American Worker. So, I'm trying to be my own boss. And I think that many of y'all want to as well. Getting licensed in something. Getting a certification in something. Even going to a little 2-year college and becoming a vet tech, or if it's longer than that, you don't have to take the 4-year route. There's all kinds of jobs that you can do: dental hygienist, vet tech, hairstylist. And there's plenty of blue collar work that needs to be done. And I mean, I don't know how many people want to be nurses. There's still nurses that are needed. There's so many different things you can do. And maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you develop your own app. Or maybe you develop your own game. Hell, you might develop your own social media platform. Might learn coding or programming. There's the tech industry. There are so many things that you can create and do. So many products and services that we need. We need you to create and innovate and build. We need people that can fix things, that have ideas, that can teach others, that can do. We need y'all. And we need y'all more than we need the billionaires and trillionaires. We need people that can actually create jobs. You see, the billionaires and the trillionaires are not job creators. We are. We, the working class, are the job creators. We spend the money. We work the shitty jobs that keep this country running. We're the ones that pay the taxes. I mean, in 1 year, Amazon didn't even pay any taxes. Or Netflix. Or Bezos. I mean, look at all these millionaires, trillionaires, and huge, huge corporations that get away with not having to pay taxes. They're the real, quote-unquote, welfare queens. We are taxpayers. Alright? And then all these CEOs that are making $1 million or $2 million while their workers are on food stamps. We are the backbone of this country. They are not. They need us more than we need them. Because you can always find another company. I mean, everybody's hiring. Everybody's hiring. But then I hear from people that say, oh, I applied to this job and they left me on red. They checked my application, but they never got back to me. I applied for 200 jobs. I applied for 20 jobs. I applied for 10, 15, 30. Didn't get a call back. Because for too long, the employers have been too damn picky. See, they've had the control for so long, they think they can just wave a magic wand and say, oh, I want this person. I don't want this person. Blah, blah, blah. They're afraid. See, we gotta take back our own personal power. We've also gotta unite. It's a fine line, but we can do it. We've done it before. Hell, we're doing it now. I mean, look how far we've come. Come on, we can do it. We can go farther. They do not dictate to us our rights. These corporations are not our masters. We're not their slaves. We are people, goddammit. Like I said, our lives have value. They may think they are worth more than us and better than us, but we have value too. We are value. Without us, they are nothing, and you've got to remember that. So don't let your... And man, if your boss is screaming at you, talking down to you, don't let them break your spirit. If you're in school, don't let those self-righteous principals, those admins, those bad teachers that act like mini tyrants. There are good teachers out there, but there are so many that are mini tyrants. Because they can't be the principal, so they rule it over the kids. There's a difference between having respect and just total control through fear or intimidation. So don't let them break your spirit. And if they've broken it, you can get it back. It's hard, but you can do it. The human spirit can endure a lot. You're stronger than you think. You are stronger than you think. So don't let them get you down. Don't let them tell you who you are. What to think, what to feel, what to do. Do things for yourself. Even if it's something small each day. Maybe you start by doing a little research here and there. You go and talk to a couple of your friends. You start teaching yourself something in small amounts. You try something. I don't care how small the task is. Start with some independence and you can work your way to adding value. And that is your own. Eventually starting up your own business. Look, it is possible. We've got to educate ourselves. We got to do things and take risks. And yeah, we're going to fail at times. It's going to happen. And failure hurts. But we learn from it and we do better. And what is life without failure? Life is an experiment. Life is a game. And in games, you're going to lose. You're going to win. In experiments, you're going to fail. And it's going to work. But it's worth it. Because you can say at the end of the day, I did this myself. I did this myself. My boss didn't do it. My teacher didn't do it. My pastor didn't do it. I did it. I thought for myself. I took a risk. I was human. I processed my emotions. I started loving myself. I started loving my body. And people just think how much their entire industry is built around us hating ourselves and our bodies. What if we loved ourselves? They tell us that they tell millennials, hey, you're killing industries. Well, just think, if you start loving yourselves, how many unnecessary things you wouldn't buy to make yourself look a certain way that when in reality, you're just as good as you are. And I'm not talking eating better or getting better sleep or drinking water, all that good stuff. I'm talking like trying to worrying about the gap between your thighs, the gap between your teeth, pointless stuff like that. You're not going to be perfect, but your imperfections make you just as beautiful. And it's just, and that's natural to have a thigh gap or a little tooth gap. It's natural. Alright? Don't let social media influence you into thinking that you're not worth it, because you are. We've got to love ourselves, too, or at least start by disliking, hating ourselves less. Yeah, if we can start by that, and even if you don't know what you want to do, figure out what you don't want to do for a job, career, whatever. Because what you knowing what you don't want to do is just as important as knowing what you do want to do. And God said to me, dudes there, oh well. But you get my point. Figuring out what you don't want to do is just as important. And then, you, as you take more steps and learn about yourself and becoming more independent, doing more for yourself, then you'll gain more confidence. And you'll keep progressing. But you gotta take that first step. It's scary, but you can do it. I believe in you. And if you need permission, then I'm telling you, I'm giving you permission right now. I'm giving you permission to take that class, to start on that license, to try that project, to try that game, that app, that, or to start exploring that idea that you have, that experiment, or just to try that one thing that you've never done before, to tell the critic in your head to shut the fuck up. Doing what you want, making yourself happy instead of trying to please everyone all the time. You have permission to be yourself because you are worthy. So, see, I don't like having a boss. I fucking hate having a boss. And I don't like wasting my time making more money for lots of money for someone else when I could be making more for me. See, I want to do something else. I want to do something that's mine. So I'm taking the steps to get to that place. You gotta break it up into a series of small, manageable goals, or you're overwhelming yourself. You gotta take each day at a time. Yes, plan, but don't overplan. Don't overthink it. And if you have a setback, then just learn from it and move on. And like I said, don't be afraid to ask questions. But, you know, if you have to start a class, you say, I want to learn more about this. I want to learn more about coding. You start Googling questions online. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to, if you have a friend that is in the industry that you're interested in, you know, talk to them. Maybe they can give you some insight. And if not, then start researching. Again, you know, like I said, you can't rely on people, but it is important to become it. We have to have some sort of interdependence within the community, so that everyone can work and exchange money, build up wealth, build our communities up, do things for ourselves, because we can't count on the 1%, the trillionaires, the CEOs, the government. The communities just have to come together. That's why we can't be too divided. It starts with the individual. And then it goes from there. So, yes, you don't have to be your own boss, but it's a great idea to shoot for. Even entertain. If you don't feel like you want to be your own boss, if you want to, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to find a company that you believe in, or if you're interested in working in a particular industry, maybe if your friend starts a business and you want to help them with it, there's so many things that you can do. Maybe you want to start a co-op with your coworkers and buy a business up. There's that too. Maybe you want to unionize. There's so many things you can do out there. And it's not just that. There's more out there than I'm just discussing. There's so many things that can be done. We've got to do. We can't sit around and be complacent. We've got to do. And I mean, do for ourselves. Do for the community. Do for you. Because I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of being but I know we're all getting tired of being micromanaged. Being treated like shit by entitled customers. Not being given dignity by our employer. Dealing with snitch-ass co-workers that want to be the boss. The co-workers, all of us co-workers being afraid to discuss our salaries because the boss fired us. They don't want you to get together and realize how little you're all being paid. And then they control us outside, they try controls outside of work. Oh, I found out that you're going back to school. I'm going to schedule you more hours because I don't want you to leave. Oh, I'm cutting back your hours because I don't want you to become financially independent. It goes on. Be your own boss. Do for yourself. That's all. Thank you. Have a great day.